It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
FM 104's Select Irish, and every week we chat to an artist about the first gig they ever went to. This week we're joined by Connor from the Bunnymen. Hello.
How are you? How's it going?
Thank you very much for chatting to us. So what was the first gig you ever went to?
My first gig, well, it's not the most exciting thing in the world. It was actually in the Harcourt Hotel in town, and it was my brother's older band. My older brother's band, sorry, you know, they are older. My older brother's band, back in the 90s, I would have been probably about 7 or 8 years old.
Amazing.
And there's five of us in the family, and I'm the youngest, so I was dragged to everything. So when he had a kind of a trad band back in the day called Delos, and they used to play in the Harcourt, I think, like once a month or once a week, I can't even remember. But just be a member of being dragged along to those gigs, and it was brilliant because you were just given, you know, bottle of Coke or whatever else and running around the place Monday or Tuesday night, and it was great crack. I just remember going in, and then when I was getting into music then a little bit more, I'd going to those gigs and then kind of standing beside the stage, you know, right up at the stage
watching.
Beside my brother, and just watching and kind of absorbing the music that way. So it was kind of my first gig, but also my first big learning curve, if you know what I mean. On stage and all that kind of stuff, yeah. So that was the first proper gigs I used to go into, yeah.
At that point, had you started music yourself, or how long after that was it that you kind of got an interest?
Yeah, so I think I started around like probably 5 or 6 years old from our neighbour. And yeah, as I said, like I'm the youngest out of five, so it was kind of, I had no choice but to play music. It was already there. That absorption of music from a very young age kind of really, really helped, you know.
What did you pick up first?
The tin whistle, yeah. Most people who play Irish music when they're starting out would start off with the tin whistle. It's easy, very portable. There's only, you know, it can't go too wrong with this. It's good for, I suppose, for learning the tunes at a kind of, you know, basic level, getting the fingering right and getting the notes right and kind of learn the music in a nice kind of easier way than starting off, say, on a fiddle or you know, the pipes or concertina or something like that, which is kind of, they're very technical.
Some bit more complicated.
At least with the whistle, it's kind of a little bit easier, Still difficult, obviously, but a little bit easier, yeah.
Easing
and then you progress
in.
From there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you progress from there. So kind of after a few years, there was a mandolin thrown on my lap. And
excellent.
That was it. And then a baron and bouzouki and other bits and pieces. So over the years, I kind of picked up other things as well, yeah. But most musicians would start off just on the whistle, you know, and then go off from there.
Have you a favourite? Am I allowed to ask that?
A favourite instrument?
Yeah.
It depends on the day.
Okay,
I could be playing the baron in a session for hours and hours and hours, and then I'd get sick of it, and then I'd pick up the bouzouki and play that for hours and hours and hours, and then, you know, not real favourite. It does actually depend on who I'm playing with or where I'm playing.
Yeah.
The kind of setting for a session, you know, would call for a certain instrument. You know, you wouldn't bring in a baron into a kind of nice, kind of intimate session. Most people would know that, you know, or vice versa. Kind of, you bring the baron in if you need to kind of get things a lift as well. So it depends. Just depends on the setting. Yeah, I've no favourite. No, I won't.
I won't
offend
one.
Any of my instruments. No, it's fine.
What was your own first gig?
My own first gig with the band. With the Bunnymen. It was actually over in Ranelagh. I can't remember the actual venue. I think it was a school over there. It was like a charity function. And, well, the band had been put together just before I joined. I was actually over in New Zealand, off travelling. And doing that whole, you know, finding myself thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, it doesn't work out. I wouldn't recommend it. But I went over there and I came home anyway. And my brother had started the Bonnie Men, my older brother Barry. They already had a gig in Scotland over Celtic Connections. They'd already done a gig. And then we kind of had a gig organised then in Ranelagh pretty soon after that. Went along to a few rehearsals. It was brilliant. Great crack. Mm-hmm. playing with the band, the full band. And yeah, that was a small enough gig, but it kind of got busy pretty much straight after that. Within the first year of playing, we had our first album done and we had a tour booked over in Europe. My brother had a high ace van, and there was seven or eight of us packed into it, driving around Europe. We did gigs all over Germany and Switzerland and Italy and up to France. Yeah, so it was a fast start, I have to say. Going from our very, very first gig, you know, a small little venue in Ranelagh, within a year going on the tour. So it was good crack.
Had you expected that?
No, Jesus, no, not at all, no. We didn't know what to expect, kind of, when we were playing together. You know, it was kind of just a group of friends starting out together, as I said, my older brother as well. And it was like kind of the rest of the band all went to school over in Cláis na Meáin in Slorgan, and me and my brother were the only two Northsiders in the band. But we were all kind of friends anyway growing up. We all played together. And we were kind of just expecting it to be the same, you know, except in a band situation.
Yeah.
So you do a gig, you know, you have a few pints after or make a few quid, whatever. But no, we weren't expecting to be, you know, within a year having an album done and going on the road and that kind of stuff. But it was, geez, it was brilliant. It was great crack, you have to say.
Is it 12 years that you're together?
Yeah, so it was 2011, I think, something like that, yeah, mm-hmm. Around then, just after I came back, yeah, so just over 12 years, yeah, yeah.
Now I'm going to ask you...
It's flown by.
Yeah, I'd imagine so, that's the thing, yeah. Like once you kind of get started, you kind of blink and time has passed. But have you a favourite performance that you've done with the Bonnie Men?
There's been a few kind of fun standout moments, yeah. I think last year was we played at the Collins Barracks gig for St. Patrick's Day.
Mm.
But that was brilliant because it was a really nice kind of crowd there. Everyone was on really good form. And like the day in it was just lovely, like a really, really nice day. We did one then last year, another one in Dublin. We actually like our Dublin gigs. We're very local, we do say, around Dublin. We did one in Smithfield there last September. But like any of the festivals we do, I love playing festivals. They're really good crack. You know, we're not there all together now last year. I just really love it because everyone's on good form. Everyone's there to listen to music and experience music, you know. So when you're playing it and you're having fun, the audience will know that as well. And you can bounce off that, you know.
Yeah,
so.
And they fully embrace it as well, which is what you want.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, like going from that, like, you know, as I said, if we're going away, going abroad, it's a bit different, you know. It's kind of harder to get a German audience or a French audience into you know, Irish music. But I think the highlight gig we did was, I think we'd probably be India, I have to say. We were there a few years ago. And that was in front of like 7,000 or 8,000 people. Which is a small crowd in India, obviously.
Yeah.
But that was some experience. Like, yeah, just going over there, we didn't have a clue what to expect when we were going over. We were booked in for a gig, not knowing that they actually knew what Irish music was. You know, traditional Irish music.
Yeah.
We're there playing our jigs and reels, and the crowd are going absolutely wild for it. It was brilliant.
Amazing. Yeah. That was so much fun.
Yeah, yeah, it was great, Kirk. Treated like rock stars for the night, you know. It was great.
And talking about gigs, you're going to be doing the series Powers Golden Hours on the 30th of April. What can people expect from that night?
We are, yeah, yeah. Looking forward to that one. So that's on in Whelan's. Yeah, so it's ourselves, Irlo Linnard and Kearney Green. It's a nice lineup. It's kind of like an interview kind of during the gigs as well. So it's more kind of an intimate in-look into the band, if you know what I mean. So we'll be doing a set of tunes and then be interviewed between the sets by Darren Glacken. And, you know, be chatting about the band, chatting about the song. So what people kind of expect of that is actually a bit more of an insight into the makeup of the sets, the what we're doing, the thinking behind the music, that kind of stuff, which is a nice way to do it. I think it's a nicer way of showcasing a band in a gig, you know, instead of just playing for an hour and a half, whatever, straight through. This way people get to hear about the band and, you know,
learn a bit more
about the music, which is nice, a very nice kind of concept to do, Yeah, so looking forward to that one, I have to say.
And you released your third album, The Broken Pledge, in 2020, and I hear you're working on number four.
We did, yeah. So released that at the great time of January 2020, right before the lockdown.
Excellent.
We had our timing completely right with that one. Yeah, we did, and again, another full kind of tour booked with that one and cancelled everything. But that was fine. We've kind of been playing that now for the last few years. So what we decided then, kind of after the whole COVID thing, whatever, as I said, time does fly by. So we said, it's time to actually start a new one. So at the start of this year, at the end of last year, we decided to, you know, get the ball rolling again with a new album. So we're actually in rehearsals at the moment. We're doing once a week. Again, back over in Ranelagh, one of the lads' houses. Just putting tunes together, putting sets together and songs, that kind of stuff. So hopefully we'll start getting recording, you know, during the summertime, maybe after the summer when we have our sets ready. And hopefully that'll be released either the end of the year or maybe in 2025, yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Well, where can people find everything that's happening with the Bonnymen? Where's the best place to go?
Well, the usual places, I suppose. We've our website, thebonnymen.ie, and then we've an Instagram, Bonnymen Music, and Facebook, and the usual spots. You find us online anywhere. Any gigs or updates we do, we will throw it up on Instagram anyway, definitely. So you can find us there.
Excellent. Connor, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks for being here. All the best. Bye-bye.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.